Hi, my name's Julian Sterling. I work at the University of Bath and I'm really excited to be here for my first FOSDEM. I want to talk about Git Building, which is a project that I've been working on for a few years for the documentation of open source hardware. So obviously at this conference we wouldn't need to talk about what open source software is, but a lot of people maybe wouldn't be so familiar with open hardware. So what is open hardware? Open hardware, just like open source software, all of the source, in this case the plans that are needed to build it, are available for anyone to inspect. They're licensed openly, so there are different open source hardware licenses similar to open software licenses, with the CERN open hardware license being the most famous. And in the same way as open source software, it allows us to build on each other's work. And one of the confusions is people normally think open source hardware, open hardware, is cheap, low cost hardware, where it doesn't need to be, but quite often it is lower cost than alternatives. So a famous example is the RepRap 3D printers, which really started this sort of low cost 3D printing revolution, where 3D printers used to cost tens of thousands of pounds and now they're available for only a couple of hundred pounds or euros. There's the Arduino project that a lot of us know, and then I'm part of something called the Open Flexure Microscope, which is a robotic laboratory microscope where we're working with partners in Tanzania to build this for malaria diagnosis. So why do we need a project all about documenting open hardware? Why is it so difficult? One of the most difficult things about open hardware compared to open software is the difficulty of reproducing a hardware project. So the source, the plans, the CAD files, however you designed the components, these files are digital, they can be copied, but the hardware itself, it's made of atoms. You can't just digitally send a copy of it. So somebody needs to actually reproduce it, source the components, source the raw materials, and go through and do the assembly. And there's no equivalent really.